I love this next guy. I love him.
No, I love him.
I love him.
No, I love him.
When you think of rock and roll frontmen, this guy is absolutely one of the best of all time.
The best.
Montrose.
Yeah.
Van Halen.
Woo!
His solo efforts. And now Sammy Hagar has a brand new band, a new album. His band, Sammy Hagar and the Circle, will be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Friday, June 7th. The name of the new album is entitled Space Between. It's the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. Sammy!
Hi, Sammy!
Whoa, whoa, you guys are being way too confident. I got to, like, move around the room a little bit. My head got real big for a second there. I love it. No, that's very nice of you guys to talk about me like that. It's hard for me to think of myself like this because... I'm one of those guys that I'm always in the middle of working so hard and stuff. I don't ever sit around and think about everything I've done or how great I am or none of that crap. And I think it's the way to go, personally. But if you guys insist that I'm that great, well, then okay, I'll drink to that. You know what I mean?
Jane, ask Sammy what you just asked me off the air.
I said, Pete, there's no way Sammy's 71. There's no way.
My mom probably blew it. I don't know. I'm probably like about 33.
Yeah.
You know? My mom just kind of got her numbers wrong. Actually, maybe I was born in, you know, it says I was born in 1947 on my birth certificate. Maybe it was, they reversed it. Maybe it's 1974 that I was born. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I always say once you hit 20, you just keep going backwards. So you're somewhere on the lower end of that between 1 and 20, right?
I'm somewhere in the space between. That's where I am. I'm right there in the middle of it, you know?
Here's the deal with Sammy Hagar. I mean, you. I see you on Sammy Hagar's Road Trip on Access TV, but your follow on Instagram is one of the best follows because you're always so happy and motivational, or you put a video up there, it's you and Michael Anthony at a concert. I just love it. You always seem happy. Where does that come from?
I mean, I pretty much am. What's there to be bummed out about? Hello. You guys just gave me that intro, and then you're asking me why I'm so happy.
Right, you're right. Yep.
There you
got
you
me.
Go. You answered it with your intro.
Yep.
Look, it's like there's no reason to be bummed out. I mean, I get pissed off, and I get bummed out. Believe me, you know, and it kind of comes and goes, but I don't know. You know, I've always been kind of a happy kind of guy. You know, I'm enjoying my life. I enjoy everything I got in front of me and in behind me and in the middle of, and my family, you know, my friends, my band. Anyway, I'm happy. Yeah. You know, Instagram's a weird thing. I got hooked on it about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm kind of a new Instagrammer, and my generation aren't really big on Instagram that much. You know, it's mostly a younger kind of thing. And my kids always make fun of me. My teenage daughters, they make fun of me for my Instagrams. And I go, well, why are you dogging me for my Instagram? Oh my God, Daddy, that's so stupid. You shouldn't tell people that. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. And I'm going, man, I guess I don't get it. But I think my Instagrams are funny, and I post them myself.
Do you really?
I do 99.9% of it myself because I'm having fun with it. I like to see it. The comments and stuff, it actually entertains me.
It is really entertaining because when people write back, then you're like, oh, that's what they think. And do you respond to people live?
Yeah, I do, but I don't do the personal stuff, whatever that is. I just respond on to some things if it really, really catches me in the right mood. I'll say cheers, you know, a little champagne glass or something. But every now and then there's all these hackers and these guys that are imposters that say they're me and respond to fans, and I don't like that part of it. So I don't do the personal chat thing, if you know what I mean.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, there's like a thing that you do behind the scenes you could talk.
Anyone that gets that from me, it's not me. I don't do that. First of all, I'm so, I'm not very good at that kind of stuff, so with the social media, I'm not really, really great at to do. So I don't even know how to do the other thing. So if somebody's doing it, it's definitely not me because I don't know how to do it.
I don't know when you find time to do it.
Oh man, you do it like in space between. That's where everything comes from. Don't you realize that? That's what the album is all about. It's about the things that happen in between. You know, it's like you walk out on stage and you're there, so there's no space in between there. You know, before you go out, you're warming up, you're doing all that stuff. But it's when you're doing nothing, when you have that moment of nothingness, that's where all creativity comes from. And that's where what I utilize for my Instagram. I go, well, I got nothing to do, so
I'll do this.
Pull up my Instagram. There you go.
Right. He's
got
time.
The space between. I'm so motivated right now.
Sammy Hagar and the Circle. Now, let's talk about your band. You got Vic Johnson, who's been with you for a while on guitar. But how did you, of course, Michael Anthony on bass, Mikey and you have been friends forever and ever since the Van Halen days, but how did you get Jason Bonham on drums?
You know, it's really the craziest thing. I was with the band The Wobbos, you know, Sammy and the Wobbleweeders.
Yep.
We had we were throwing that Cobble Wobble Cantina, you know, tequila party every night. For about 10 years, I had that band, and we were great, and we did a lot of stuff, and then Jason came to a show in Florida where he lives, and he was sitting on the side of the stage, and I went over and said, Jason, you know, I hadn't seen him for about 8 years. He came to Cabo one time and jammed with me. One of the greatest rock drummers of all time. Plays exactly like his dad, John Bonham. Everyone knows John Bonham's the greatest rock drummer in history, and Jason is the protege. He's the guy. He's the kid. He's the kid that plays just like his dad. So I said, Jason, do you know Pound Cake? He goes, sure. And I'm going, okay, two more songs, come out and play Pound Cake. So he jumps on drums, we play Pound Cake, and it was unbelievable. It was as good as Van Halen ever played it. I had Mikey there on bass, and I'm going, wow. So I'm going, hey, do you know Finish What You Started? He goes, sure. So we play Finish What You Started. I'm going, wow. Hey, what else you know? He said, I know any Led Zeppelin songs. So I said, okay, Whole Lotta Love, ba-da-da-da-da. You know, and then we played for about an hour, and I swear to you, It sounds like I'm a mean guy. I'm not a mean guy. That band had been together for 10 years. I got home from that tour. It was about, you know, a week or so later. I called Jason and said, you want to join my band? It's you and I, Mikey and Vic. And he said, sure, Mike, you know. And it was just quick as that. I just started a new band with him. And we went 7 years without making a record because we had such a great set list. We got Van Halen songs from the Van Hagar era. We got Montrose tunes. We got Chickenfoot tunes. We got Sammy solo tunes, you know, from before Van Halen and after Van Halen. And that set list was a monster, so we didn't need a new album. But we've been doing shows for about 6-7 years now, and we decided to make a record together. And, you know, comes the space between, which, as you know, with our set list that we have, sprinkle it with a little Led Zeppelin,
yep.
It's pretty tough to try to put a new song in there. So
yeah,
I was under pressure, and I think we did it. We're playing 5 new songs in the set, and where they're placed, I feel strong about it. Every night we get just as good a response to the new song, and some people have never heard these songs because the record isn't even out yet till May 10th. But anyway, I'm happy. I'm having a good time, and I'm still happy. I'm still laughing and smiling and all that stuff, you know. Look at my last Instagram post. Was I laughing or what?
Oh, yeah, you were very happy. Trust me.
I was looking at Tommy Lee. I think it's a throwback Thursday. I was looking at Tommy Lee. We were laughing.
Talk about another great drummer. He was on Sammy Hagar's Road Trip, right? He was one of the first ones, I want to say.
He was the first one. Yeah, that was the first Rock and Roll Road Trip. And here you go to Tommy Lee's house. And what does he want to do? I say, Tommy, what do you want to do? He goes, I want to cook for you. I'm going, oh, boy.
He's great. Of course he wants to cook.
That's nothing to do with the movie Dirt, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Did you guys actually sit down and break bread together? That was the first thing you did?
No, he made me some kind of dessert. And I was helping him chop apples, and he was rolling out the dough and all this stuff.
That's
he made
right.
A little apple turnover thing. And we were just talking while he was doing that, and then at the end we went down in the studio and I invited Michael Anthony over and we jammed Rock Candy. It was classic. It was my first show. It was very interesting for me as well. You know, I'm going, okay, is this what I'm getting into? You know, asking my rock star buddies if I can come over and interview them, and they get me in the kitchen chopping apples.
But it's just so cool.
It's
and
pretty
intimate.
Classic, but hey, it's real.
Yeah.
How many people get to see Tommy Lee doing that, you know?
Well, and that's what you're doing. You're taking a peek behind the scenes of these, like, rock star lives, and we're sitting there watching you, an icon, talking to these other icons, and we're in it. And we're seeing where they live. We're seeing what they do. Was this your idea for this type of show? Because I'm obsessed with the show.
Yeah, I am too, by the way. And thank you, Jane, because it's like, I didn't know if I could do it, but, you know, I've done damn near everything I could think of in life, and I'm sitting there going, what else can I do? Maybe I can do a TV show. So I called up Mark Cuban, who owns Access TV, and I said, Mark,
I
got this
Mark
idea.
Cuban. Yeah.
What do you think? And he goes, I love it. And so he gave me a budget, and we went out, and I called up all my buddies, and I just started doing it. Now I'm in the fifth season. Season 4 starts this Sunday,
yeah.
I think, And I signed up for a fifth season now. But I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyway, my first show on the fourth season coming up this Sunday is Willie Nelson.
What happens with Willie? This is what I can't wait to find out.
You can only imagine.
Let me, well, okay, just use your imagination.
Exactly.
So he's at Billy Bob's in Houston, Texas, you know, the place that's got rodeos going on at the same time, guys riding cows in the back over there, you know, while he's on stage. It was like unbelievable. What a great show. But he has his bus parked out there, what I call his, not tour bus, it's a cannabis. And I walked on that sucker, and that was all she wrote, man. I sat down right across from Willie. He was just awesome, man. Anyway, it's really a cool. My performance with Willie is about the worst performance you'll ever see from me in your life, because he don't have a set list, and his damn harmonica player tells me, well, just come out whenever you want. I'm going, just walk out there? He says, yeah, it's, Willie don't care, just walk out there. So I hear On the Road Again, I'm thinking, well, I kind of know that song. But once I got out there, I realized I only kind of knew it. I didn't know it at all.
That's
except
great.
On the Road Again. You know, I know that part. But then it's like, you know, I didn't know it. I can't wait to get on the road again. So I blew it really bad. But, you know, it's Sammy's Rock and Roll Road Trip. I can do whatever I want.
That's right.
Show. So I just look like a fool and let the people see it for real.
People don't care what you're singing. They just want to see you do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way I felt about it, too. I think that's the way the audience felt about it, too. They're looking at me like, what's that guy doing up there again anyway?
We're talking with Sammy Hagar. He'll be in town with Sammy Hagar and the Circle at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Friday, June 7th. And you just mentioned that Sammy Hagar's Road Trip on Access TV, Season 4, kicks off this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Now, I want to ask you about something that I read, or maybe you posted it on Instagram, about going on tour. And if Mikey gets a call from Van Halen, you said you would let him go. Because Van Halen, there was rumors about Van Halen touring with the original members. What was that all about?
Well, it was all just one of them rumors, you know. Van Halen fans are really special. They're really intense, you know, and it's, you know, they like to get all stirred up, you know, because Van Halen keeps, you know, they go radio silence up there, and no one really knows ever what they're doing. So rumors get started and stuff, and Mikey got a call way back in October, like, you know, six months ago, from the management saying, hey, what are you and Sammy doing next year? Because, you know, they're talking about getting you back and doing a reunion for, you know, a few shows. And Mike said, yeah, I don't know, let me talk to Sammy. So he talks to me about it. I said, oh, Mike, that would be totally cool. You know, so we booked this tour. You know, I said, hey, we're booking a tour. If you don't hear from you by February or January, February, we're booking a damn tour. And so didn't hear from him. And of course it was just a rumor, and so we just booked the tour and went out. But honestly, I am the kind of partner, you know, business partner, band partner, whatever you want, a friend, that I would never put any restrictions on anyone for anything they would want to do, because I don't want anyone putting any restrictions on me. So it's always, you know, hey, you do whatever you want to do, I'll do what I want to do, and as long as we're still getting along and being friendly here, you know, we can keep playing together. And Mike and I, best friends, and I would happily take a few months off if he wanted to go do something else. I don't care if I, you know, I can't go forever without playing, but you give me a couple months, I know where to go. I go straight to Cabo, my feet are in the sand on the beach, and I'm down at the cantina drinking margaritas and eating tacos and jumping up on stage.
I want to be there.
So I don't need to be holding somebody back when I've got something like that to do. Now, if I didn't have nothing to do, I might be a little more pissy about it and say, hey, Mike, what are you talking about? No
What's
way,
going
man.
On here?
I have plenty to do.
You've got the attitude.
But it ain't going to happen. So that's done. We're out, and the Circle will book a second leg in the fall. Around September, August, September, we're going to go back out again.
Okay.
And support this new album, because it's really special to make a record at this stage of my life, especially a concept record, something that has a deeper meaning for the first time in my life. I feel like, well, wait a minute, no, this needs to be heard. This needs to be said.
Sammy,
people need to know this is where my head is at, where I feel the world is at, and what we can do about it. And so that's important to me to support that.
Sammy, hold that thought, because I'm going to take a quick break. And can you hold on for just a second?
Hell yeah, I can hold the thought as long as, wait a minute, Wait, what am I doing again?
Hold, go ahead. This is the in-between time. Go to Instagram.
Yes, you can go to the bathroom here. We're talking with Sammy.
I'll go to Instagram real quick.
Yeah. Yes, post something. More with Sammy Hagar coming up next on 720 WGS. WGN on the phone with us, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. I want to ask you one more Van Halen question. Is that okay?
Talk to me, Chief. I'm ready.
Hey, did you? I don't know if you posted on Instagram while we were in break.
I didn't have time.
It takes some time. He's got to formulate the picture.
Okay.
I heard that you bought a house, moved nearby the Van Halen brothers, and you sent them an email that said, hey, I moved nearby, let's go out to dinner, no talking business, let's get reacquainted, and you heard nothing back. Is that true?
Well, yeah, it wasn't quite like that, but yeah, I reached out to Al on his birthday once, and I reached out to Eddie last year on his birthday, and you know, just trying to be friendly. But those guys just they don't want to be friendly, so I'm just going, okay, you know, it's all right. You know, as we all get older, and so many, you know, rock stars that we've seen in the last few years, it just, you know, they keep passing on, you know, and I just think to myself, the last thing I would want is for one of us to check out and leave some, you know, trash behind. And so for me, I just always go through my life trying to clean everything up and carry no enemies with me. You know, the more luggage you carry around with you, you know, it starts showing on your face. You know, people always tell me how young I look and how young I act. I'm telling you, you want to know why? It's because I don't carry no crap with me, you know.
Right.
It's like you get over it, next, move on. And the more stuff you carry, it starts showing on you. So I don't want it to be showing up on me. But anyway, whatever. If they ever want to reach out to me, I would love to be friends. I'm not looking to get Van Halen back together. I love what I'm doing. We play seven Van Halen songs in our 2.5-plus hour shows. And it's me and Mikey doing it with Jason Bonham on drums, Vic Johnson on guitar. It sounds pretty damn good. So I don't need any more than that. I like to be able to play my songs too, and the new songs. I just heard Rock Candy from you guys. We played freaking Rock Candy in this set. I go all the way back to a Montrose song, right up to the new stuff with Space Between. It's an awesome set.
Life,
you know?
Lessons with Sammy. Really quick before we go to break. I always think about my 7-year-old self, and sometimes I still think like I'm 7 years old. When you were 7, did you ever dream that this is what you would be doing in life?
No, I did not. I hoped and wished that I would be famous. For some reason, I wanted to be famous when I was little, but I didn't know how I was going to be. I thought maybe I was going to be a fireman and save somebody's life and get famous in my hometown. You know, that was good enough for me. But, all this is miracle stuff and above and beyond any dream I ever had, and I'm very grateful.
Sammy Hagar in the Circle, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Friday, June 7th. You can see Sammy Hagar's road trip on Access TV Sunday at 7 o'clock. And the 30th anniversary at Cabo Wabo Bar is next year. Jane and I will broadcast live from your bar.
Oh, man, are you serious? You damn right you will. Now I'm going to hold you to that. We got tens of thousands of people are going to be saying, yes, okay, we heard it, yes.
Where are
witnesses.
They?
I already talked to your people about it. The wheels are in motion.
Right on. That'd be awesome.
That would
okay
be great.
I love it. Sammy, you're the best,
Sammy.
Man. We'll see you when you come to town.
Yeah.
In town, okay. Bye.
Thank you, brother.
Bye, Sammy.
Sammy Hagar at 720 WGN.